Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
From getting shot, the incision that they had to do on my stomach, I have a scar left from that.
Maya Passmore rarely talks about the time she got shot when she was 16, but sometimes it comes up anyway.
If I'm in a bathing suit or like, I rarely do it working out, but if I do work out with the, you know, with the sports bra, you'll see my scar, and it normally prompts that what happened to you.
It was a school day, and Maya fell asleep with her clothes on.
Maybe around 2 o'clock that morning, I was awakened with a gun to my head.
A man she had never seen before had broken in. She remembers him telling her to take off her pants.
I just kind of said a little silent prayer to myself, like, you know, if this is it, I'm going out with the fight. So we wrestled into the hallway, and from there, he pistol whipped me in the head. So it, like, detached my eyebrow, but I didn't even know it was, like, that hard of a hit. He ended up shooting me, and he shot me in the chest.
The man got away. Maya spent 3 months recovering from the gunshot wound. At Jackson Memorial Hospital, her friends from Miami Northwestern High School were regular visitors.
We didn't even have the TV on. They were my entertainment, my energy, my laughter.
Anytime I got a chance, I would have my father drop me off at Jackson Memorial Hospital. I made it my duty to go see her every day after school.
Arlen Augustin is one of Maya's closest friends. He remembers looking back at Maya's empty desk.
It definitely did affect me in a sense like, man, I wonder what Maya's doing right now. You know, what would she have been doing if she was here in class today? So just turning back and not being able to see that familiar face or that familiar smile.
Before she was shot, Maya was a confident teen. She liked to dress like a tomboy sometimes, and she says she was never really self-conscious about how she looked. But after she was shot, it was one of the things she was most apprehensive about when it was time to go back to school.
I couldn't walk fully straight up right away. I had a scar above my eyebrow from my stitches. I didn't want to look like what I had just gone through.
She says she felt she had no choice but to appear stronger than she felt, especially at school.
It was all like, this is what you need to go from here, to keep going, to stay on track so that you could get into someone's school and still be a good candidate for a college. No pressure. So it was never like a formal support system.
Maya's principal at the time was Steve Gallen. He's now a Miami-Dade school board member. He was running for that seat when we talked. He says there was a crisis intervention team in place.
Counselors and emotional support professionals are deployed to the school site.
Gallen doesn't remember all the details from when Maya was shot, but he says he rarely called this team to his school after a shooting. And he's seen more than a dozen over the years. He says he didn't find them to be effective.
You know, it becomes almost a revolving door of response. And revolving door means somebody comes in and they leave.
Maya says it wasn't until this interview she really revisited the time she got shot and how it affected her at school. Her family members were very supportive, she says, but they didn't really talk about their feelings. After the shooting, Maya didn't want to go back to her home where it happened.
I kind of dreaded going back.
So when her godmother offered to take her in, she accepted the offer and moved to South Miami-Dade. Maya wouldn't even go back inside her home to pack up her things.
I just didn't want to relive that moment yet. It still was kind of like an eerie feeling to me. And I would have had to reprocess like what took place and where I was standing, you know, where my bed was, how the light was, like little things I just felt like I would have had to look at again or think of again.
Maya stayed with family members for the rest of high school. She didn't go back home.
My fight was mental, trying to figure myself out, trying to get back into the school piece, trying to stay sane from just being shot.
She briefly saw a therapist who she says tried to hypnotize her. It didn't work.
I prayed a lot. I talked to God a lot.
I gotta find peace of mind. And music was her therapy.
See, this is what that voice in your head says when you try to get peace of mind.
My go-to song was Peace of Mind by Lauryn Hill. That song got me through.
I gotta find peace of mind. He says it's impossible, but I know it's possible. He says it's impossible.
Her high school friend Arlen watched her struggle.
So if I would see her looking, you know, a little sad or a little down, you know, I was like, hey, Maya, everything's good. You all right? For her, her safe place, which she calls home, that whole idea of being safe was violated, right? To her, that didn't exist anymore.
And now looking back, Maya wishes there was a grown-up at school to tell her it was okay not to be strong.
If a kid goes through this, this is how we integrate them back into the school system. Allow them to just say, I feel like this today. I really can't process math right now.
Maya went to college, graduated from the University of Florida, built her own business, a marketing firm, and she's not self-conscious about her scar anymore.
My way of fighting back, aside from physically fighting back, was not allowing the fact that I was shot and victimized to break me.
Maya follows the news about school-age kids who get shot in Miami-Dade. She often finds herself wondering about the survivors. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.
Podcasts on WLRN are funded in part by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, whose own podcast, World of Wishes, features inspiring, uplifting, and memorable stories from wish kids, their families, medical professionals, and more. You can listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.